Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. We are joined today by longtime junior and college hockey coach Phil Ozare, who is joining USA Hockey as the manager of youth goaltending programs with the American Development Model. Today is Phil's first day on the job, and so we just thought we'd take a couple minutes to ask him some questions. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so first day on the job, how much time have you been able to think about, you know, what you see this position being, creating curriculum, you know, just some of the things that you would like to see this position become as you move forward?
Well, I've had a lot of time to think about this position and what it should entail. It's something that we've discussed as goalie guys with the Strelo program for years, actually. Something that I thought that was important for USA coaches, not just goalie people, but all coaches, to have some resources and to learn the position. It's one of those positions that people sometimes say, well, they're not sure, they don't know much about goaltending. And, you know, I think that it's I've always thought that it's much simpler than everyone thinks. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to help get that message out there for all coaches so we can help all youth goalies.
You mentioned the Strelo camp. That's the Warren Strelo goaltending school camp, and it's up in Michigan. Can you just talk a little bit about the Strelo camp and how it's helped goaltenders over the years?
Well, the Warren Strelo mentor program was started by Joe Exter in 2006. And what that does is they've really done a great job of bringing in people that collaborate about goaltending, and they bring in the elite kids at each level for a short camp in Ann Arbor. And it's really been unique because the guys share ideas. You get an opportunity to get to know our high-end goalies and get them some coaching that is directive, and it's kind of all come the same message. And that was one of the things that Joe and then the guys originally started it. And I've been fortunate to be a part of it as it's evolved. And Mike Ayers ran it, and now Kevin Ryder. And it's one of my favorite weekends. And then as we go through the player development camps each summer, the Strelo guys are also there and working with all the top 20 goalies in each age group. So the program itself is kind of all-encompassing, trying to help goalies. And it's when you start to, you turn on NBC now, you see guys who come through, you know, and John Gibson and Jack Campbell, some of the early American goalies that were part of the program and came up. And you mentioned I was out with Michigan State University, and there's a couple goalies there that have been a part of it. And actually one came back to help as a coach this year, Jake Hildebrand. So it's a great way to get all the American goalies together, have them collaborate, and, you know, try to get better.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about just the state of the American goalie? I mean, you mentioned some pretty top-notch guys in John Gibson and Jack Campbell, and obviously you've got, you know, people like Ryan Miller from Michigan State and you know, Jimmy Howard and several others. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, how, where you see the position being in the United States today?
Well, I think that, you know, with our numbers, we can always be better. The guys you mentioned are elite goalies, and they've done great things. And, you know, Jonathan Quick's won Stanley Cups, and, you know, Ryan, great jobs in international competitions, and is, you know, career elite goalie. And then all the way the younger guys coming up, I think there are a lot of good American goalies there, and there's more coming up. I think that we can be much better, though. We could have more numbers. We could have more of a base where it's selecting national teams instead of it being a pool of maybe four or five goalies. When you get to that 17-18, that's more of a pool of 20 goalies or 25 goalies that could all get the honor of wearing the jersey. And, you know, in that, they can realize their dreams of playing in the NHL and get us in a little bit better spot. So I think it's good, and I think the Warren Strelo program's done very good things to kind of elevate it. But if we can cultivate more youth goalies, get more young kids to get to enjoy the position, and some of our better, you know, our best athletes to want to be goalies and, you know, really get to enjoy it, I think that we can take it to a whole nother level. So American goalies are the best whenever anyone in the world asks who's the best goalies.
Absolutely. Well, I would imagine that you taking this position, I mean, that's a big part of what you'll be doing is to try to grow that base of goalies who are, you know, who have the right skills and the proper training and technique.
Exactly, and that's something where the, you know, the right technique and the right skills, there's so many great people in our country that are out there, and they're coaching goalies on a daily basis, and they're trying to get them better. And the more that we can get everyone on the same page using some of the same terminology, when coaches get to work with a goalie who has had a good 10U goalie coach or 12U goalie coach, that the message will be the same. So it's a little bit easier for the goalies, and most importantly, making sure that the goalies at that age are having fun, they're enjoying the position, they're, you know, hearing the right things and hearing positive stuff, because that'll keep them coming back and that'll keep them wanting to get better. So kind of working on that is how I see it being able to develop into something great.
Now you grew up in Livonia and went on to play at Ferris State and then had a 12-year pro career. And then after that went and coached, you know, in the USHL, and then obviously you took the job with Michigan State. Not to in any way infer that you're old, but how has the position changed over the years from the time that you first started?
Well, when I actually first started, my dad taught me how to make skate saves. So at that time, you know, two pad stacks, which maybe it was a prettier time for goaltending, you know, and a little bit riskier. So the position's changed quite a bit, and it, you know, I grew up through that, and Ferris even, was lucky enough to be with Jeff Blashley as an assistant there. And, you know, Blash kind of helped me transition through that. And then in my pro career, it even changed all the way through the end, where the different ways we call post-integration and all those, the way goalies will be down around the net and how far out you challenge. There was a time you'd always want to be out, way out, well out of the crease. And now you'll see a lot of the elite goalies, you know, not leaving the crease at all. And it's to each his own. There's no real right way to stop the puck. You know, there's each kid, each goalie can learn the best way for that particular goalie. And the position is, to me, it's kind of a compliment to goalies when people start talking about, well, you know, maybe the nets need to be bigger. You know, how can we increase scoring? That just makes me smile, because I think it's goalies have worked so hard on their craft. They've changed it. They've made it harder on shooters. And I think it's awesome. I love that, you know, and I'll sit and watch a 2-1 game every night of the week, and, you know, great chances and great goaltending. So it's changed a lot. I think the athletes have got better. Goalies are very dedicated. They're really dialed into their position. There's lots of people trying to help them every day in every aspect. So it's a long way from, hey, the goalie, you pick up the pucks at the end of practice and you're the target. And that was a little bit of what I experienced in, you know, the late 80s. But, you know, it's really become their, you know, they're more of the stars on the team, and they're the ones that, you know, can make a difference. So it's fun.
You know, to play off of that, then, how has the coaching changed? Because I mean, it seems now that it's not just you know what? Okay, here, assistant coach, you just go down and shoot some pucks at him. And I mean, now you have bona fide goaltending coaches. How has the coaching helped to improve the position?
The coaching, that in itself has just revolutionized the position. When I played in the USHL, we didn't have a goalie coach. It was exactly at our. Our coach would take shots on my pads and say, "What's work on controlling your rebounds?" And he was doing his best, but there was no specific goalie coaching. And then when I got to Ferris, it was fortunate that Blash was a volunteer assistant, and he was someone who could focus on goaltending. He hadn't just played, but there wasn't anything like really structured. And that was most schools. And now you have goalies who have their own goalie coach back home, and they have a specialized goalie coach on their teams, or you know, perhaps the consultants and juniors, where they have someone coming through all the time and really, really focusing on it. Practices are half hour before practices. Most times goalies are getting the opportunity to be on the ice, work on their game specifically. So I think head coaches have become way more cognitive of making sure the practice is good for the goalies at the higher levels. And that's one of the things that I think, as we get that message down to the youth levels, mm-hmm. it's going to make the position more fun and attract more kids, and they'll in turn develop more. So it's the coaching itself has really, really changed the game, and it's just made it, I think, you know, more of a cool position to do, because there is that special, you know, you are always working on something. So the coaching has been a huge part of the transition, and it'll continue to be.
What are some of the biggest differences, if any, between working with a younger goalie and working with a goalie like you've done over the past, working at the junior level and at the college level?
Well, it's a lot of ways it's not that much different. I mean, when you work with goalies, you want to make sure that there's a good relationship. Goaltending is a little bit unique as to your goalies are separate during a practice, and they might not have that camaraderie while they wait in line or they're with their teammates. So, you know, making sure there's a good positive relationship between the coach and still teaching them the right things with, you know, tracking the puck, watching it all the way in. Those little basics it's the same for, I imagine, Jonathan Quick works on, as the same you would talk to a 10-year-old, you know, make sure you watch it all the way into your equipment, make sure you're set before your play. So the details of a game and the way the structure comes out as you get older is going to change a little bit, the speed of the game and what different threats are available for an elite goalie, maybe playing in the USHL, versus a goalie playing in, you know, Pee Wee or Bantam. But a lot of the concepts are the exact same. You want to make sure that you're athletic, you're well-balanced, you compete. And those messages, whether you're in the NHL or you're in, you know, like I say, Pee Wee, it's the same. So while there are technical differences as goalies get stronger and taller, I think for the most part the message will be the same.
Absolutely. The RADM regional managers are always in high demand. I mean, they do a great job, but they're on the road so much around the country. I was wondering if you've given that a lot of thought about. I'm sure everybody in this country is going to want to have you stop by and work with some of their goalies in various youth hockey associations around the country.
Yeah, I've had a lot of talks with our regional managers, and I'm really excited to get out on the road with them and get to work with the players and also get to know some of the coaches that are there and try to help them and give them some resources that they can use to help their goalies. And that's something that I'm really excited about, making sure that, you know, kind of try to stop by everybody. And it'll take a little bit of time, but I'm looking forward to that challenge and seeing all the great things people are doing in all the different areas.
No doubt. Well, the last thing I just wanted to ask you about is, we were talking about the difference between coaching goaltenders at the youth level and at the more advanced levels at the junior and college levels. What is your advice or your message to parents when it comes to the benefits of things like cross-ice hockey, age-appropriate training, playing on a smaller sheet of ice, and how that can really help a young goalie really get off on create a good foundation?
Well, the cross-ice hockey and the small air stuff is wonderful for goalies because it's more exciting. The play's always basically in their end. They always have to be ready. They're making saves, and they're getting way more shots, and they have to move laterally. They have to do little things that they're going to have to do as they grow and they eventually transition into the bigger sheets. But for me, I can remember very vividly playing full ice as a young goalie, and it would be really boring. You know, it's kind of reminiscent where you watch a T-ball game and the right fielder's playing in the grass, you know, and that's part of it if you're forced to do that at a young age for a goalie, whereas the concepts aren't going to change at all. You want to make sure you're stopping pucks, and the more you can, you'll see more shots in the smaller areas. So I love to see it when those little goalies are in an appropriate size net. They're challenging the shooters to score goals, and they're going to have an opportunity to make a lot of saves. And I think that the small area games are great for all players, but especially for goalies. And ultimately, it'll make it way more fun for kids, which is the most important part.
Absolutely. Well, Phil, I want to thank you for. I know it's been a kind of a whirlwind being here and at USA Hockey, and we're really happy to have you on board. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Mark Burns. Be sure to follow us at usahockeymagazine.com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.